Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The longtime boss of the Boston mob, James Whitey Bulger, has returned home to Southie as a prisoner of the U.S. government. Bulger appeared at the federal courthouse in South Boston this afternoon. His girlfriend, Catherine Grieg, appeared separately. Both of them remain in custody. More now from WBUR's David Boeri, who joins me by phone from the federal courthouse. Hi, David. Are you there again?
I am, Sasha.
David, first, tell us about the scene as the crowd waited for Bulger to arrive this afternoon.
I knew it was going to be dramatic. I didn't know it was going to be this dramatic. The place was packed. There were boats, police boats on the harbor with mounted guns. There were lots of people with guns, men with guns outside the building, heavy security from U.S. Marshals inside. The courtroom was packed. It included William Bulger, the brother of James Whitey Bulger, and William Bulger's two sons. They sat in the second row, stony-faced. They looked forward. They talked practically not at all with each other during most of their proceedings. In front of them, in row number one, was the sister and the niece of Catherine Grieg. So it was a crowded room. Finally, the two defendants came in under heavy security. First, and the proceedings was Whitey Bulger, looking white, every bit white and gray, trim though and fit, sober, somber, not like he was in court yesterday, very somber.
Now, David, as I understand it, no pleas ended up being entered today, in part because there were issues about what lawyer would represent Bulger. Tell us what happened there.
Yeah, these were just initial appearances for purposes amongst other of just establishing their in-house bail. They discuss whether or not the defendants are going to seek public counsel. This was probably the most striking part of it. Bulger said yes, he was asking for public counsel. Of course, public counsel only goes to those who can't afford the price of defending themselves. They asked if that was the case. He said yes, to which the government took bitter exception, pointing out that they had just confiscated $800,000 from his apartment in Santa Monica, as well as 30 guns, saying, you know, he certainly has assets. And they also pointed out that they had information that William Bulger's brother had stated that he was willing to help out with bail.
Now, Whitey Bulger actually faced two indictments today. Explain how that works.
Yes. Let me tell you about that first, but I should continue and point out that when they asked Bulger if he in fact had money to defend himself, he said, I would if they gave me my money back, which brought a smile from his brother Billy. Didn't amuse the government, however. So there were actually three court proceedings here. The first proceeding was on an original 1995 racketeering indictment, which Bulger fled in 1995 at the beginning of 1995, and there was a fugitive warrant on him for that. Because all his defendants in that pled guilty, and they pled guilty after they found out that Bulger was a snitch, and by doing that, they then cooperated in the government, revealed murders of the sites where people were buried. The government came up with a second indictment charging it with murders. That became part of the second proceeding today. Again, initial appearance in that said that he wanted public lawyer. And then, of course, Catherine Grieg came in, and she's facing the charge of harboring a fugitive. Only a 5-year maximum sentence. The maximum sentences on him would put him away for several lifetimes.
David, we only have about 30 seconds left, but you mentioned that William Bulger, Whitey's brother and the longtime president of the state Senate, was in the courtroom. Did he speak publicly after the proceeding?
He came out afterwards. Again, as stony-faced as he was before, he was asked if he had any comment, didn't say anything. He said he'd made a statement earlier, and when asked a couple more questions, when asked whether or not he was willing to put up bail money, said nothing. I asked him what his reaction was to seeing his brother. And at that point, his two Bulger sons started elbowing reporters and pushing them, and that's what it ended.
And David, a lot more hearings next week? Is that what was on next on tap?
There'll be a couple of hearings next week. That's correct.
Great. That's David. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's WBUR's David Boeri at the federal courthouse.